Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Youth Sunday. Good morning to the leaders and visitors. This is Sister Toria. At this moment, we will have our praise and worship by Sister Lourdes.
God, we thank you. We thank you for today. We thank you for this Sunday. Lord, we come with hearts of gratitude this morning. You have seen us through another week, God. And you protect soul of a fresh week full of new things. Lord, just I ask that you stir in us a deep desire to come and to worship with you. Remind us that, you know, it's not only by going to church on Sunday that we worship you, but it's the daily communion, God, that we have with through relationship and worship, God. So at this moment, we want to open our hearts to you, and we want to be able to receive all that you have for us. We ask that you just be with us and that your presence just saturate our hearts and saturate our homes right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I pray for a fresh anointing today, and I pray that you just continue to keep us. Keep us in peace. Keep us in your perfect will, God. Continue to give us divine knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. We need you today and every day. Amen. 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 Let's just worship God together this morning. He's so worthy. He's awesome. You're so wonderful, God. Let's begin to tell him all the good things that he is to us. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Jesus. Standing here, not knowing how we'll get through this test, but holding on to faith, you know that nothing can get you back to grace. You got this figured out, and you're watching us now. But when it looks as if we can't win, you wrap a pin your arms and step in. And everything we need you to play. You got this in control, and now we know that you made a way. When our backs were against the wall, and it looked as if it was over, you made a way. And we're standing here only because you made a way. You made a way. And now we're here, looking back on where we've come from. It's because of you and nothing we've done. You deserve the love and mercy you've shown. But your grace was strong enough to take us up, and you made a way. When our backs were against the wall, and it looked as if it was over, God, you made a way. And we're standing here only because you made a way. Yeah. Backs were against the wall, and it looked as if it was over. You made a way. And we're standing here only because you made a way. You move mountains, you can walk, you fall with your power. Perform miracles. There is nothing that's impossible.
standing here only because you made me move mountains. By God, walk to fall with your power. You perform miracles. There is nothing that's impossible. And now we're standing here only because you made me move mountains. You caused walls to fall with your power. You perform miracles. There is nothing possible. Now we're standing here only because you made. And we're standing here only because you made. And we're standing here only because you made a way. Yeah, you made a way for me. You made a way. You did it for me, God. You made a way. I don't know how to feel. Don't know how to feel. I don't know how. I don't know how, but you did it. I don't know how, but you did it. I don't know why, but I'm grateful. 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 I don't know how, but I'm grateful. You made a way, God. I don't know why, but I'm grateful. I'm so grateful to you, God. Now we're standing here only because you made. And we're standing here, it's only because you made. And we're standing here, it's only because you made. And we're standing here only because you made a way. We thank you for making a way, God. We thank you. We don't know how you did it, but we are grateful. Sometimes I look back and I wonder, how is it that I've kept my peace during this time? How is it that I've kept my sanity during this time? And it is nothing but God. God has the ability to do anything, and he is able, he makes a way, he makes the impossible possible.
Hallelujah. In Matthew chapter 19, verse 26, it says, with God all things are possible. So it is the power of God that makes what seems impossible possible.
Must be the way, abundantly above the you could ask for things according to the power that works in you. God is able to do just what he said he would do. He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God, cause he won't give up on you. He's able to if you believe it, someone else says he can. Oh, and He shall fulfill every promise you. So don't give up on God, cause He won't give up on you. Cause He's able there. I believe that He's able. God is able to do just what He said He would do. Can I get a witness? He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God. No, cause He won't give up on you. He's able.
Encourage us this morning to just not give up on God, because He never and will never give up on us. He is faithful to His promises. He is faithful to perform the good work that He has started in us. So I just want to encourage us to just keep the faith and believe and keep trusting in God this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Sister Loisine. That was so encouraging, so beautiful. Welcome, everyone, to our Youth Sunday service. We are so happy to be here. We pray that everyone will be blessed by this service. And as the songwriter said, He's able. He's able. Don't give up on God, because He won't give up on you. Let's remember that. God is able. He is able. He has the final say. He has the final say. And before we go on to our service, I just want to make sure that we pray for and continue to keep our youth in mind as we go through this service. It's September. It's back to school. We are in troubling times. Just keep our youth at the forefront of our prayers. I would like to call on Evangelist Brady to do our opening prayer.
Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Glory to God. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to thee. We place you, Lord, in the highest place, for you alone are the great high priest. And we honor you this morning, Lord. You're excellent in all your ways. You are glorious in holiness. You're fearful in praises. And you're doing wonders. And this morning, there is none like you this morning. So we glorify your name, mighty God, this morning. Holy Ghost, Spirit of the living God, we give you access at this moment to do what pleases you. We give the here with this morning, Lord Jesus, Spirit of the living God, that will saturate you to your presence, oh God. Take over this moment, Spirit of the living God. What pleases you, it is yours this moment. The Spirit of truth, take over this time, Lamb of God, this morning. Father God, cleanse our hearts from sin and forgive us, oh God, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lord Jesus, and lead us not into temptation this morning. Lord, we look to you this morning, a God who cleanses, a God who heals, a God who restores this morning. Mighty God, you are holy, you are righteous this morning. Lord, we thank you for today. This is your day, and we thank you for today. We thank you for the brethren, Lord, and friends that are online this morning. Mighty God, thank you for waking us up this morning in our right mind. You have been good to us. And we cannot complain. Lord, remember this morning our pastor, the sheep, Lord, the shepherd of the flock who you have given to us. Lord, I ask this morning, oh God, that you will saturate him with your presence. I ask that you will cover the man of God this morning. I ask, Lord Jesus, that no evil will come near his dwelling. Oh, Spirit of the living God, lead him in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Lead your servant this morning, Lord. Build a fence around him. He is your servant. Continue, Lord Jesus, to uphold him and to strengthen him from day to day because you are God this morning. You are a keeper and a sustainer. That's who you are, Lamb of God this morning. Oh, God, remember the sick among us. You are the great physician. Remember the sick, you can do anything and everything. Nothing is impossible to you, mighty God. This morning, remember your people. Oh, God, heal and deliver, heal and restore, mighty God, because that's who you are. This morning, we ask of you, precious Jesus. Oh, God, we pray for our nation, mighty God. We pray for our nation leaders to find peace and direction. And to act and lead according to your word, because the house divided cannot stand. Oh God, we pray for them to be unified in righteousness for the sake of our nation this morning, mighty God. Lord, remember our youth in a world that seems to be coming apart. Spirit of the living God, lift them up, Lord Jesus. Strengthen them, guide them, protect them, Lord Jesus, when they go out. Even at schools where they have to go, there's so many things. But God Almighty, you're the covering, you're the covering, you're the covering. So we ask that you cover your children, Lord Jesus. Give them friends, Lord Jesus, that will be friends, Lord. Friends will say your word and say what you mean and do what you ask of them. Mighty God, continue to cover them, Lord Jesus. Cover the teachers, remember them as they go out. Oh, mighty God, so many things are happening over the world. But you are still in charge. You are mighty God and you are still in charge. So cover, Lord Jesus, cover your children as they go out from day to day. We ask of you, the devil is out here searching, but oh mighty God, you are covering. So cover them this morning. Have your way in their lives. Oh God Almighty, remember there's so many fighting, so many division against blacks and white. But oh God, when it comes to you, all life matters this morning. All life matters. So Jesus, I pray this morning, let the hurt of separation and division be healed so we can live as a nation under God with liberty and justice. I ask of you this morning, mighty God, you are God, you are God, you are God. Strengthen them this morning. Oh, God, remember, I pray again, oh, God, our nation, to find peace and direction
and to act and lead according to your word. I beg of you, God Almighty, again, because the house divided cannot stand. We are depending upon you, Lord Jesus, to make a way in a time like this in our country, all over the world. Yes, strive. Everybody wants to be on top. But, oh God, you are the holy God. You are the King of Kings. And you are the only Lord of Lords. You are the one that is in charge. So take full control, Lord, of your people. Take full control of the world. We are depending upon you. We are depending upon you. We have no other source. But you are our source this morning, Holy God, Holy Ghost. You have our source. So do what pleases you. Lord, we ask of you this morning. Father God, remember your servant this morning, Jesus. Remember your servant, the messenger who will bring forth your word. God Almighty, I pray, Lord Jesus, give her boldness to speak. Thus said the Lord in a time like this. Oh God, that she will speak exactly what you tell her, Lord, not to hold back, not to shady, not to cover, not to preach up, but to say, thus said the Lord this morning. Because, oh, we need your word. Oh, we need your word, Lord. Oh, we need your word. Oh, we need your word in a time like this. So let her not hold back as she come forward, Lord Jesus. Again, take away fear, doubt, anxiety, Lord Jesus. And let your will be done on this line. Let your will be done. Let your will be done this morning. Mighty God. Oh, God, the souls will be saved. Souls will be revived. Souls will be kindled. And souls will be set free. You are God alone. Have your way this morning. Take full control. Take full control of this here way. We leave everything to your hand this morning. And we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. And we say thanks in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Bless the Lord. Praise Jesus.
Thank you, Evangelist Brady.
Glory to God.
Thank you so much. Praise God. Praise God. At this time, I would like to call our pastor, Alvin Newton, who would like to address the congregation.
Thank you very much, Sister Kanika. Good morning, everyone. It's so good to be in your presence another time to give God thanks and praise. Thank him for his goodness. Let us make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Serve the Lord with gladness, knowing that he is God, it is he who hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pastures. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good. The Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. I just want to say thanks to God, first of all. Thanks to church family, my family, and to everyone who have prayed and are praying for me. I took off some time to do two medical procedures. Unfortunately, one was not able to be done at the time because there was a storm and there was poor failure, so that has to be rescheduled. And in the midst of that, I had an emergency procedure that had to be done, and thanks be to God, he has taken me through. So I want to assure everyone that I am doing well, and I'm grateful to God. I don't want you to hear from anybody but from me that I am doing well, and I thank you all for the support you have given me. And I have, you know, I spent 3 days in the hospital, and I reflected, even before that, I was reflecting on God's goodness and the privilege that he has given to each and every one of us to serve in the ministry of reconciliation. And I come to the conclusion, which is not new, that God can do without any of us. God's work can be done without any of us. So we have nothing to boast about. But we should be thankful that God has given us the privilege to serve. So I realize that when I was out, the pulpit committee along with the brethren are in charge of the service still, and they are doing a fantastic job. So I give God thanks for that. Let us make ourselves available to God. Many times we sing, Lord, I'm available to you. Let us make ourselves available at all times, because we never know when we'll be called upon by God to minister in his vineyard differently from what we are doing. So let us make ourselves available. Let us be prepared. Again, thank you all for your prayers and your support, your words of encouragement, and your care. God bless you today as we wait upon him, as our youth ministers to us in several ways. Thank you. God bless you. Have a wonderful day in the Lord.
Thank you, Pastor. It was so good to hear your voice this morning. Thank you for your testimony. Yes, we know God is good. He is able. He is able to do all. We know that he is the ultimate physician. God is our provider and our healer. And we just thank him. We're so grateful that God has kept you, Pastor, in his favor. As we go on with our service, I would like to call Brother Daniel to read the scripture. The scripture reading will be taken from Psalm 46. Brother Daniel will be reading Psalm 46.
Good morning. This reading is taken from Psalm 46, verses 7 to 11. The Lord is our hope. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolation. He makes the war cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge.
Thank you, Brother Daniel. Thank you, Brother Daniel. Just remember that we need to encourage our youth to read scripture and learn scripture. So we thank young Brother Daniel for coming on and blessing us with the word of God. As we move on with our program, we would like to call on Dr. Lindsay with the welcome and announcements.
Thank you, Sister Kanika. Good morning and welcome to HCC's Youth Sunday Service. Our youths are the future, and we give God thanks for them. Greetings to Pastor Alvin Newton, who is on medical leave but clearly listening in. Nice to hear you, Pastor. Greetings to Reverend Bardwell and to all the leaders. If there are any first-time visitors, welcome to you. And a very special welcome to all of you called into worship today. I pray that you will leave here feeling blessed. Please continue to pray for those who are sick and shut in, and for those who have lost loved ones. Please mark your calendars for July 17, 2021. On this day, HCC will be blocking off places and running the streets surrounding 975 Burke Avenue. It's the day that we hope to host the HCC Praise Fest. We will be serving the communities in many different ways. Please, please, brethren, spread the word. Remember the first fundraising event, and this is a Christmas dinner to be held on December 12th from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. We're encouraging you all to call today to place your orders for dinner. Tell your friends and tell your co-workers to support this event. They're taking orders in advance, and the number to call is 914-252-7774. That's 914-252-7774. Please remember that they have to plan ahead on how to package your meal, so call today. The costs are adults $25 and children 12 and younger $10. Please check the church's website for all the information that you need. The calendar detailing information regarding dates and times for prayer meetings and all upcoming activities is posted on the HCC's website as well. although the youth ministry was unable to have their annual back-to-school bash, the church was still able to purchase a few items to distribute to the children of ACC. The back-to-school care packages included masks, hand sanitizer, sanitizing wipes, pencils, and books. Special thanks to Sister Jessette, who not only helped to pack the bags, but also donated a number of additional school supplies. The CYO prays that, the CYO prays that the items given will be a blessing as our children return to school. So some full joy announcements. Brother Exel Powell is home again. We give God all the praises because we know he did it again. Please join me in wishing Sister Carissa Newfield happy birthday. She celebrates her first birthday today. Happy birthday also to Brother D'Angelo Smith, Sister Michelle's son. He celebrated his birthday last Wednesday. And a brief tip from the wellness team. Today I'd like to draw your attention briefly to wearing gloves. My brothers and sisters, honestly, if I had the power to ban the general public from wearing gloves as a means of COVID protection outside your homes, I would. There's a reason why a box of disposable, and please note the word disposable. There's a reason why a box of disposable gloves has the small, probably like 100, and the larger box like 230 or more in it. It is meant to be used for a single task that involves contamination in whichever form, then be thrown in the garbage. What I observe is many people putting on gloves to go out. You're not touching surfaces with your bare hands, but that pair of gloves touches everything. Of course, because now you have a sense of security that you're protected, you touch everything with confidence. Then move on to touching everything else, including your bag, clothing, face mask. You go shopping and exchange money with the gloves, touch your car doors going out and touch your car doors going in. And this is after touching everything during your errand. You touch everything without thinking. Sometimes I see persons, you know, wearing gloves that are discolored, which tells me that those have served a few days at least. So unless you're able to touch one presumed contaminated area at a time, then dispose of those gloves, please don't wear them. It is better to go about your business. Be conscious of where you are and what you touch. Use your sanitizers along the way. And when you're able, wash those hands for at least 20 seconds with soap and water. Please be mindful of supposedly protecting yourselves while actually infecting yourselves. Continue to be alert and vigilant as we approach the what I call fluvid season. That's a flu and COVID. You can get both at once. Take care and God bless you all.
Thank you, Dr. Lindsay, for those words of encouragement as well as information how to protect ourselves. As we move on with our program, we have a special selection coming all the way from Georgia. Our young sister, Kaylee Kamek, will be blessing us with her voice. I want us to remember to always encourage our youth to continue to be warriors for God. So I'm excited that Kaylee is going to lend her voice to us today. So in your homes, just clap and make noise as we welcome Kaylee Kamek to the service.
Hello. So the song I will be singing is Break Every Chain. I chose this song because it can provide us motivation through the times that we are facing now. The oppression that African Americans are facing relates to the chains that are holding us down, but we cannot give up. We must break every chain and trust in the Lord because there is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Every morning rising, Lord. Every morning rising, Lord. Every morning rising, Lord. To break. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There's a morning rising. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Break every
have a blessing.
Thank you so much, Sister Kelly. Oh, we are so blessed by your voice. And yes, I hear those chains falling. The army rising up is the army of our young people who are being warriors for Christ. Our young people are on this line today, and they are speaking up for Christ, and I love it. And as we continue, I bring another young person to our service to pray our offertory prayer, just to remind everyone that the ways of giving are posted in our WhatsApp chat and also on the website. You will notice there are ways that you can give. Continue to give to the congregation, to give to the church. The church still has to be running. I know that we feel like we're not in the building, but the church is still there. We're still functional, and you continue to give your tithes and offering so that when we return, we actually have a building to return to. Praise God. Praise God. Now I call on Brother Christian to bless the tithes and offering.
Thank you, dear Lord, for this amazing Sunday. And we ask, dear Lord, that with this offering, when we give our offering to the church takes the offering and it gives it to other people. And it puts in other people's heart that when you believe in God and from the church, when you go to church, everything is possible. And dear Lord, people are struggling right now due to COVID. A lot of people don't have money for school. A lot of people don't have money for school supplies, you know, a computer. People don't have money for pencils or things like that, dear Lord. And because of us giving our tithes, the church was able to go out and buy school supplies and give it out to our community, dear Lord, with still being safe and keeping 6 feet and wearing a face mask, dear Lord. So I ask that with more money, we can do more things, dear Lord. I ask that you bless people's income, bless people that are struggling right now, that don't know where the next meal is going to come from, dear Lord. With us giving money to the church, the pantry can feed people, dear Lord. And I ask that you just keep on allowing us to have money to give to the church so that people can have some food to eat, people can not worry about having school supplies, because if it wasn't for us, the church wouldn't be able to run. The church is a people's church. Everyone is welcome, dear Lord. So I ask that you send people to this church, and it helps them, it blesses them, not only with physical things, but with spiritual things, dear Lord. I ask that you bless their soul. I know a lot of people are, you know, grieving from their lost ones, the people that died in their family, dear Lord. I ask that when they go to church, the pastor can put the right words, and God can put the right words into the pastor's mouth and allow him to talk and to really reach into the person's heart and to help them, dear Lord, to help them get through the tough times. And with this church, Holiness Christian Church on Burke Avenue, that the pastors, the people there are so friendly. The people there are so nice, dear Lord. And we ask that you allow COVID not to impact us a lot. We ask that if we ever get a vaccine, then we can go back to church and we can still worship God in the same way, even if we have to wear face masks, even if we have to social distance of 6 feet. We can go back into the church, put our money in the basket, and watch our money multiply, dear Lord. Like when you made Jesus take that one loaf of bread and feed thousands of people, we ask that that's how our money can work. When we give you $1, $2, $10, $15, even $100, dear Lord, you multiply it. You multiply it so that this money can feed the whole community. So this money can help people. So this money can make sure that people have food to eat, dear Lord. And a few days ago, this church was able to give food to people. They put it in boxes, and they gave it out to people in homes, dear Lord. They put it at people's doorstep. And it was all because of us. It was because we were able to put our money to work, and we were able to give it to God. And that's what we have to do, dear Lord. And I ask that, as I said, you could just multiply people's income so that it's not just, we can feed the whole world. We can really, really spread our word through this whole globe, dear Lord. We ask that with churches, there's no more gang meetings. There's just local churches everywhere, on every block. Instead of bodegas, instead of all these clubs and everything, there's churches, dear Lord. So we ask that, again, you can just bless our income and bless everyone in this world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen, Brother Christian. I am so excited. You know, this service is Youth Sunday, and it's led by the youth. And you heard today young Brother Daniel read our scripture. And you heard Sister Kaylee come forth and sing those songs, Break Every Chain. And now you hear young Brother Christian. Just, he prayed such a prayer. I'm smiling from ear to ear. And I just pray that our young people continue on this path, because this is the right path, being warriors and spokesmen for Christ. You are on the right path. You are doing the right things. Praise God, praise God. Now it is time for me to introduce our speaker. I'm happy today to introduce our sister, Stacy Ann Miller. She wrote the word before, and it was just, it's so on time and so perfect. And I pray that God puts in her heart the same message where she's able to deliver a word that speaks to our young people, and they're able to take it and hide it inside themselves and grow on these words. So let's welcome Sister Stacy Ann Miller.
Thank you, Sister Kanika. Let us pray. Father, as we come before your presence, just want to say thank you. Thank you for today. Thank you for keeping us throughout this week. We thank you, Lord, for your words. Lord, I give myself to you. May your spirit search me and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. I'm sorry if any sin, if any wrong, anything in me that's not of you. I'm sorry. Wash, purge, and cleanse me. Cleanse my mind. Cleanse my heart. Purify my heart. Cleanse my spirit and my soul. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto you. Crucify self, I pray, as I open my mouth to speak, that nothing from me, that you will direct me with the words to say, that it will encourage and uplift those that are hearing the words. I pray for your anointing, and I pray for your presence. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. The word of encouragement today that was prepared for today was already beautifully spoken by our evangelist, Jean Borderwell, on Monday during fasting service. Thank God for his confirmation. I was encouraged to still share what was already prepared. God must have a reason why it must be said twice. Thank Brother David for playing those encouraging songs this morning. One of the songs that I requested to be played was called Goodness of God. That song was prepared to start off the word of encouragement. And thanks to Pastor Newton, who sent me that song yesterday as a confirmation. I love you, Lord, for your mercy never failed me. All my days have been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life, you have been faithful. All my life, you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Let's change the words just a bit. All my life, you have been faithful. All my life, you have been so, so good. With every step that I have taken has been ordered by the goodness of God. Let's talk about the journey. When you look over your life, can you say that God has been faithful? Can you say that God has been so good? Do you see the hand of God at work in your life, in your family? Have you sensed his leading? Look how God has led you to this point in your life. Consider where you may work, your school choice, career path, how you got saved, the area in which he chose for you to serve him in ministry and even where you presently live. Psalm 37, verse 23. The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. Every step of a righteous man is ordered by God. Ordered. Though you may not know his mind, he will reveal it all in time. Just know till then, the steps of a good man are ordered by God. Even though we know that the steps of a good man are ordered by God, keep in mind that it is still a journey. We are on a journey. A journey is traveling from one place to another, usually taking a rather long time, a distance appearing endless. While on this journey, you will have good times and not so good times. You will have ups and you will have downs. You will have highs and lows and experience bumps in the road. You may get lost and get off course, might even lose a luggage or two. You can and will get tired. You can and will get weary. You can and will be exhausted. While traveling, you may also encounter challenges, difficulties, and even disappointments. You may be disappointed by the results you see or by the results you do not see. You may feel disappointed, but remember, God will never, ever disappoint you. God will never, ever fail you. Lamentations 3, verse 22. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. There is a reason behind the disappointing outcome. God will not come when you want him to come, but he will most definitely be on time. So, as you continue to journey, as you continue to travel on this journey, remember Romans 8, verse 28, that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. All things are working for you, even things you can't see. His ways are so beyond us. But he said that he would. Let it be for your good. So let's rest and just believe. God, your ways are so beyond us. Isaiah 55, verse 9. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. So let's rest and just believe. God will continue to order the steps of a good man and direct his or her path, making divine connections and giving divine placement. The Bible speaks of men and women of God, whose steps were ordered by the Lord. It showed how God kept and sustained them throughout their journey. Look at Elijah, a great prophet who was used mightily by God. Remember, he called down rain from heaven that ended a drought. He also defeated 450 prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel in a contest to see who was the true God who would answer by fire. Elijah's prayer was answered by fire on his altar, defeating the prophets of Baal. But shortly after, it was the same Elijah, the great man of God, the great prophet of God, who fled from Jezebel, fearing her vengeance and threats. During Elijah's journey, he got weary, he got tired, he became exhausted, and he got discouraged. The Bible tells us that even youths grow tired and weary, and young men will fall in exhaustion. Isaiah 40, verse 30. As humans, we do get weary at times. Elijah was not only weary, but he started to show signs of depression. In his case, he had poor appetite. He was oversleeping, lost interest in things he used to do, and even wanted to die. While on this journey, if you are experiencing depression, seek help. Ask someone to pray with and for you. Your spiritual leaders are available to pray for you. Speak with someone that you trust and can confide in, and that will give you wise counsel. Professional counselors are available to you to speak with. Seek professional help. Address the depression before it gets worse, especially if you're having suicidal thoughts. Seek professional help. If someone you know shows sign of depression, don't leave it like that. Don't turn a blind eye to it. It is important to seek help. In the midst of Elijah's weariness, God devises a plan to keep and sustain him. 1 Kings 19, verse 5 to 8. Then he lay down under the tree and fell asleep. All at once, an angel touched him and said, "Get up and eat." He looked around, and there by his head was a cake of bread baked over hot coals and a jar of water. He ate and drank and then lay down again. The angel of the Lord came back a second time and touched him and said, "Get up and eat, for the journey is too much for you." Elijah couldn't see what God was doing. He couldn't see the hand of God at work presently in his life. He couldn't see that God prepared food for him, and that God commissioned an angel to wake him up so he can eat the prepared food, so he can gain strength to continue on his journey. That was God's way of keeping, preserving, and strengthening him. So he got up and ate and drank. Strengthened by that food, he traveled 40 days and 40 nights until he reached the mountain of God. When you get weary, during your journey. God will hold you up with his strong right hand. He will sustain you by his power and his might. God is your keeper. Psalm 121. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth Israel shall not slumber. He that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. He shall preserve thy soul, even forevermore. It's not over. It's not over until God says it's over. Elijah's journey was not finished yet. His work was far from complete. God had some more things in mind for Elijah to do. After Elijah journeyed from under the broom tree into a cave, God had to really deal with him and speak to him. The Lord said to him, "Go back the way you came and go to the desert of Damascus." Then God gave him instructions to anoint Jehu king over Israel and anoint Elisha to succeed him as prophet. God divinely connected him to Elisha, who he would then mentor, train, and pass the mantle to him. God still has some divine connections to make in your life. God still has someone or some people he wants you to help along the way. God has someone for you to mentor. Although Elijah got sidetracked on the journey, God redirected his steps and directed him back on the right path. I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. Psalm 32, verse 8. Therefore, knowing that the steps of a good man are ordered by God, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due time we will reap if we faint not. Galatians 6, verse 9. Continue to be faithful to him. Be obedient to him. Do what he asks you to do, and do what you know you should be doing. God will keep and sustain you throughout your journey. God sees the journey ahead. God sees you in the future, and you look better. God sees the journey ahead. Where you are right now is not your final destination. So get up and eat. Get up and eat. Gain strength and continue on the journey. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Thank you very much, Sister Stacy, for bringing the word of the Lord to us this morning. Thanks to the youth for organizing this service in a way in which we are able to be blessed this morning. And we want to thank all those who have attended and listened to the word of the Lord. We trust that somehow you have received a good portion for yourself, and every one of us have something to take away. Stacey, Sister Stacey, you have done a very, very good job in presenting the word of the Lord. We thank you very much. We see that you have presented the word of the Lord under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. You are very admired as an example setter, both by your life and by your word. It is a mark of a good leader. We trust that as you continue to speak the word of the Lord, as you continue to live your life, you will just continue to grow spiritually and materially as well. Thanks to all those who are listening this morning, to all those who are listening this morning. In closing, I just want to point out a few things that Sister Stacy has mentioned. The word is, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Whatever your circumstances this morning, please reflect. If God is in your heart, you are a good person. And if you are indeed a good person, your steps are really, really ordered by the Lord. And so, if you're going through hard times and difficult times this morning, if you're going through circumstances, understand that God is still with you. What is your greatest concern this morning? What is your worry? Are you distressed? Are you going through mental trauma? Have you ever thought of harming yourself? Committing suicide? Elijah got to that place, but the God spoke to him under that juniper tree. He turned around and realized God's purpose for himself. He realized that, as Sister Stacy said, he has a work to do. There are people who are still there to be blessed by him. There are people who are to be blessed by you, whatever your circumstances are this morning, whatever you're going through. All things, she said, work together for good to them that love the Lord, to them that are his called according to his purpose. God has called you. Whatever happens to you is working together for the good in your life. The psalmist said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. This morning, God's word is a comfort to all of us. Stick to God's word. Hold on to God's unchanging hands, whatever the tide may be this morning. I just want to quote a song to you. I'm not a singer, so I'll quote this song and maybe just sing just one verse, and then I pray the closing prayer. It says this: are you weary? Are you heavy-hearted? Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. Are you grieving over joys departed? Tell it to Jesus alone. Do the tears flow down your cheeks unbidden? Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. Have you sins that no man's eyes are hidden? Tell it to Jesus alone. Do you fear the gathering clouds of sorrow? Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. Are you anxious? What shall be tomorrow? Tell it to Jesus alone. Are you troubled with the thought of dying? Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. For Christ's coming kingdom, are you sighing? Tell it to Jesus alone. Today is the day I'm going to ask all of us to talk to Jesus. Say to the Lord, not my father, not my mother. It is me, O Lord, who's standing in the need of prayer. Tell it to Jesus alone. I sing one verse. Are you weary? Are you heavy-hearted? Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. Are you grieving over joys departed? Tell it to Jesus alone. Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. He is a friend that we know. You have no other such a friend above. Tell it to Jesus alone. I trust today that you will tell it to Jesus alone. Let us pray. For we have not an high priest who cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but you were in all points tempted like as we are, yet you remain without sin. Let us therefore come before the throne of grace, boldly, that we can obtain mercy and find grace in the time of need. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for your words. Thank you for being here for us. Thank you for understanding our heart's desire. Thank you for understanding our pain, our feeling, when no one else understands. Thank you for understanding our inner being, when no one else understands. Thank you, Lord, for understanding the things that we cannot even express. But you know it all, my God. This morning we know that you know it all. And so we come to you this morning with our burdens. We come to you this morning with our frustration. We come to you this morning, O Lord, with our pain. We come to you this morning, O God, with our deep feeling, O God, of sorrow. And we pray this morning, O God, that you put them under the blood. We pray this morning, O Lord, that you wash us and make us clean. We pray, God, this morning that you'll give us a pure heart. Make us light and free this morning. Let us, our burdens be lifted this morning. We know that burdens are lifted at Calvary. So we pray, O God, this morning that whatever our burdens are, O God, that you would allow them to be lifted from us this morning, to be taken away from us, and that the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will come into our hearts and give us a light and free spirit. Will bring back hope and joy to us. Will bring back gladness. Father, this morning, we commit everything into your hands. And we thank you for Sister Stacy. Thank you for the words that she has brought to our hearts this morning. We pray, God, this morning, God, that you continue to bless us. And as we go today, may we go with the blessings of God in our hearts. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And let me just close the benediction. Let me trust this morning, loved ones, that we find something to take from this service. We find hope, we find joy, and that we'll find happiness as we bring this service to a close. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance towards you and give you peace. God bless you. Go in peace. Praise the Lord. Have a good day, loved ones. Share with your family. And keep sweet in the Lord. May you just live throughout the week again. Keep loving and sharing all the good things that God has given to you. God be blessed.